local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is commenting a bit on city emails that were hacked by cyber criminals. They're now also being shared on the internet. The latest this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Mayor Lightfoot says cyber criminals hacked city emails and then demanded money, which the city refused to pay. So the documents were dumped on the dark web and eventually made public. But the mayor warns reporters and others to be cautious about what they find in those documents.
I've seen it from my perspective as a lawyer representing clients, and oftentimes what happens is you get things either out of context or they've been manipulated to make a particular political statement.
The mayor says there's also no way for people to know whether the emails are legitimate or have been put online in their original form. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A judge in Indiana has dismissed felony charges against a Gary city councilman.
It was 2019 when Ronald Brewer, then the president of the Gary City Council, was accused of kidnapping, criminal confinement, and intimidation. Authorities say Brewer's car had been stolen, and Brewer tracked down the teenage suspects and fired a gun at them and then forced one of them to go back to Gary with him. Brewer pleaded not guilty to the charges. He has now completed a six-month pretrial diversion program, and a judge has dismissed the charges. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It's 7:12. A graduating Wabanse Valley High School senior with a passion for helping others is offering her classmates free graduation photo shoots.
Amber Tinney has been interested in photography for some time.
Since sixth grade, so been doing it for a long time.
Last year, seeing what the seniors were going through, she offered to do their graduation pictures for free.
I figured it would be kind of a nice way to honor the graduating seniors because they didn't get that same ceremony that they normally would.
Now, after their own challenging senior year, she's made the same offer to her classmates.
This year, I know probably better than I did last year how insane and crazy it's been.
She said volunteering and giving back is something that's important to her. She's the lead volunteer at Little Friends in Warrenville, helping with special needs children.
It's a big part of my life.
Whether photography will become a living, she doesn't know. She'll be studying political science, but may decide to become a photojournalist. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.